This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, who traveled the planet. And one of the places Mary traveled frequently, before, even before she joined State, was China. She was many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal. Right now, the news from Hong Kong is dire. The city's slowly shrinking. But at the same time, the COVID pandemic come to Hong Kong has left what appear to be isolation camps of thousands, tens of thousands of people. Fear mothers have of having their child identified as positive on COVID for fear that they'll be taken away and kept in some quarantine. Numbers in the hundreds of thousands of people positive. That's Hong Kong. However, on the mainland now, we hear that whole provinces are being shut down. Most importantly, the province where Foxconn and other manufacturers are participating in the global economic recovery. And now the province on the border of North Korea, of North Korea, in the north, 24 million people in the province. Mary, can you measure what Xi Jinping thinks he's accomplishing by shutting down whole parts of his economy, given the weakness that's already extant?
Communist China is a totalitarian regime run by Xi Jinping and a small group of people around him. The most important thing that he wants is to stay in power. And to stay in power, he needs domestic tranquility, stability, and if he has to impose that by force, he will. He cannot afford to have large swaths of the population questioning his strategy on COVID. So you see these sorts of brute force measures. And of course, John, they don't work because as the West has learned, everybody's going to get COVID. It's just a matter of when. The vaccines aren't there to stop you from contracting the virus. They're simply there to stop you from having severe symptoms and from death. So China is really in a bind because they have a substandard vaccine in the Chinese vaccine. They have an autocratic leadership, which is adopting lockdown strategies that don't just prolong the pandemic, but also harm the Chinese economy and therefore the Chinese people, and that are in entirely needless. And unfortunately, again, John, the real victims here are the Chinese people. They have no say in what's going on. They have no say in what kinds of vaccines they receive or how they go about their daily lives or what they can say and who they can associate with and who they can worship. And it's very, very sad because they're a great entrepreneurial, wonderful, friendly people. And they're the ones that are suffering from this regime and its tactics.
The Biden administration, to my knowledge, has yet to clarify its plans for trading with China as an adversary state. We know that the Chinese economy is fragile. That's an ambiguous word, but I'm just going to leave it there, fragile. And we know Xi Jinping is running for an unprecedented third term to lead the Chinese Communist Party. This all adds up to strange days, given that we're focusing on Ukraine and focusing on NATO. How do you look at Asia now, Mary, with Hong Kong crushed, with Xi Jinping unchallenged, as far as we can tell, and the whole of East Asia now asking questions about the future, about what is to be done. Is America's presence adequate for East Asia in your expectations?
We can't think of just East Asia to answer your question. We have enjoyed a U.S.-imposed peace and stability that has allowed large swaths of the world to claw their way out of poverty over the last several decades. And the United States does this through our security umbrella and through deterrence. And if this deterrence erodes or disappears, then that creates a far more dangerous world and a world in which totalitarian regimes like communist China, rogue states like the, or terrorist states like the Islamic Republic of Iran, and criminals like Vladimir Putin will expand their geographic reach and their power and create risks unlike anything we've ever seen. And so do I worry about the situation in East Asia? Absolutely, yes, because every leader, whether it's in Beijing or in Canberra or Taipei or Tokyo, is looking to how the United States leads in the Ukraine war, and the behavior of our friends and allies. There was an item, John, just in these last hours out of the Wall Street Journal, that Saudi Arabia is considering accepting yuan in exchange for selling oil to China. If that happens, that's a significant change, because that strikes a blow to the U.S. dollar dominance in commodity markets, and that is that would be a major shift if that does indeed eventuate, which I hope it doesn't.
I want to mention just here at the close, Mary, that there has been a momentary, what you'd have to say, a break in the storm clouds with the surprisingly close but successful election of the new president-elect Yoon in South Korea, a man who has spoken of reversing the accommodationist policies of his predecessor. That must be, in some way, a setback for China. How do you measure it, Mary, that South Korea, that was looking to make deals with China and North Korea, is now led by somebody looking to strengthen our alliance with the U.S. and Japan and other states? We have about 30 seconds, Mary.
I think it's a reaction to U.S. weakness and a concern among South Korean voters that maybe the U.S. won't be there to defend them. And I think you see exactly the same trend in Germany, where Chancellor Olaf Scholz of the Social Democratic Party, historically very pro-Russia, has done an 180-degree turn and decided to arm up and to build LNG ports and to start to make itself more responsible for its energy needs and its own defense. Not because it's just afraid of Putin, but because it doesn't feel like it can rely on the United States.
Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.